If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Our reporter, Gine Luhuma, was today at Ekurhuleni. There was a council meeting there today, and the point of that council meeting was about removing the mayor, which went through. Kinelo, thank you so much for being with us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you, Ospimela. Thanks for having me on the show.
Always drama at these caucus meetings. The last time you and I had a conversation, I think, about this Ekurhuleni motion of no confidence against this, the mayor, as well as the speaker, by the way. Those are the two things on the table. It didn't go well. There were lots of scuffles in council, and then it had to be adjourned.
Yeah.
They tried this again, the motion being brought forward by Action SA.
I mean, this motion was meant to be debated last month, in February, on the 29th of February, and that's when we saw ANC and EFF members actually throwing punches at each other. And that led
to... Real punches.
Yeah, real punches. That resulted in the speaker, who is the EFF, member, Chibenga, Interpreting Chibenga, leaving council. And that's what actually led to the motion against her being put in, because other members felt that she failed to maintain order and preserve decorum. And that's the source of her, motion against her. So we are at the point where now Ekurhuleni Action SA has been saying that they feel that the mayor in Ekurhuleni has done nothing to fix issues in that area. People are suffering. There are issues of,
no service delivery.
No service at all. And so they succeeded in their motion today with the support of the ANC and the DA, who actually abstained from the vote. However, we later found out that some ANC members actually broke rank and supported Action SA, and that led to them.
That's how they got the numbers.
They got 47 votes, and the mayor was removed. And we spoke to the mayor, and the mayor says, the former mayor of Ekurhuleni, and he says he saw this one coming because he is from a minority party. You'd remember that he's part of the Super Seven.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're supporting the ANC and EFF coalition. So, yeah, they kind of knew that they weren't going to
It's tricky,
survive.
Right? Because the so-called, I'm going to call it so-called coalition, isn't really quite a coalition.
No.
It was between the EFF and the ANC. Because actually they are the ones who were at each other's throats the last time we were here.
Yes.
They actually voted, EFF actually voted against this motion.
Yes, they did vote against this motion. They got 32 votes, but that was not enough.
Yeah,
it wasn't enough. Action SA managed to get around 47 with the help of other smaller parties, the Super Seven in council. But it wasn't enough, and this shows the cracks actually within that marriage, the so-called marriage between the ANC and the EFF. It honestly is dying. I don't think it's going to survive.
Let's talk a little bit about what actually happened behind the scenes. So the mayor, who's now ousted, is an AIC council member.
Yes,
he is. How many seats do they have?
They've got three seats, so he's one of the three members in the council.
But this is obviously a mayor which was heavily supported by the arrangement between ANC and the EFF.
Yeah, he's called a compromise.
Yes. EFF today vowing to bring him back. They will want him back. They're going to do whatever it takes to bring him back. Who knows what they're going to do. So this arrangement absolutely collapsed. If it had not collapsed, they had the numbers.
They did have the numbers. If it didn't collapse, they had the numbers. And Action SA actually say they consulted the ANC. And the ANC said, we will back your motion. However, the disagreement came in when they threw an amendment at the last sitting, where they said they believe the mayor should come from a party that has the most seats in council, which is obviously the ANC. That's when the issue then began, because Super Seven don't feel that the ANC is the right political party to be leading the metro. They still want to hold on to some power, and obviously these are politics. They are speaking to the EFF, who also feel like they also have power within this coalition. I don't see this happening. However, what then happened with Ntabiseng Chibenga, the ANC actually supported the EFF. So
because she stays as a speaker.
She stays.
But that motion was not successful.
Exactly. But it then shows that there is room for the ANC and EFF to communicate, because how did they get to agree on this one?
What was Premier Banyaza Lusufi doing there?
Premier Banyaza Lusufi, as the chair of the ANC in Gauteng, went in there. He came in, had a meeting with the ANC. As expected, you know, proceedings had to be halted because now the chair is here, and they went into caucus to deliberate whatever. And I do suspect that this is to find a strategy as to approach the situation. Because when they came back from that meeting, it looked like we weren't approaching this motion at all. The ANC started putting forward items that were not previously communicated.
Things on the agenda that were not agreed upon.
No, you cannot. They were not on the agenda. The ANC head of business was talking about, this is Tlhakaza, Nkosipele Tlhakaza, talking about they need to talk about who should be appointed within municipal offices. They need to find suitable candidates. And
was,
you know,
it a bit of a delaying tactic?
It was a delay tactic. It was. And, you know, this means that the DA has to oppose and other parties. It took some time. They then break into caucus, and then the speaker has to rule whether we move or we don't move. So yeah, it was a bit of a eventful day in the council.
Well, in the end, Ekurhuleni does not have a mayor now. Thank you so much, Kinilo Huma. Thank you very much. She's our reporter who was at Ekurhuleni caucus today. That motion of no confidence against the mayor of Ekurhuleni, it went through, but the speaker still sits with her position. Listening into that conversation is Action SA Ekurhuleni caucus spokesperson Andrew Harris. You must be very happy, Mr. Harris. Good evening and welcome.
Evening, and thank you for having me, and evening to your listeners. And yes, no, we are delighted that the motion passed. We squeaked it in the end, but we're very glad that the motion was successful. And yeah, you know, this is mission accomplished, but obviously the work continues now. And we're looking forward to a government that can come in, stabilize the finances, and get service delivery moving again.
When we spoke to Action SA the last time we were here, you know, we were not sure about the numbers. Action SA wasn't sure about the numbers. You were going to convince the ANC and speak to them. What changed? What happened today?
Well, yeah, so what happened today is obviously we were going to support our motion along with the FF Plus, ACDP, IFP, Patriotic Alliance. The DA decided to grandstand, and they were continuing with their whole thing that they want to dissolve council, which is obviously ridiculous. It requires a 75% majority in council. They knew it would fail, but they stuck to their guns, so they decided to abstain. The ANC decided to abstain, but they had 25 of their councillors that rebelled and voted with us, as well as one councillor from the DA. That gave us the number we needed, 47, as opposed to the 32, which was basically just the EFF.
So obviously, as you're saying, others broke rank. Was it because you had something to do with it?
No, we didn't have anything to do with it. I think this was a vote of conscience, you know, especially if you look at one DA councillor just saying, it's very difficult when you're a ward councillor and you're saying to people, oh, the mayor's the worst, you know, they're messing up. This is the reason why street lights aren't there. There's sewage running down your streets. That's why your power takes 3 days to be restored. And then you get an opportunity to remove the mayor and you don't take it. You know, so these are votes of conscience, and all of them were ward councillors. And I know exactly why they did it. It's because you're so frustrated. You know, what are you going to say to residents? Why didn't you remove the mayor? You can't give them some political speech, you know, to say it was inconvenient at the time. You had the opportunity and you have to take it.
So what then happened with the speaker's motion?
So from what we understand, you know, from what you understand, the DA's, you know, them trying to tank the motion and going ahead with this, it was basically retaliation from the ANC to say, listen, you know, we're not going to support your motion because you're saying that you want to dissolve council, but yet you're putting in a motion against the speaker. So I'm not exactly sure what happened there. You know, we voted because, you know, we believe that the speaker needs to go. But ultimately, we lost. And it's a numbers game, and, you know, we don't have a majority. So, you know, the numbers lie as they lie.
So, I mean, it still leaves you with a bit of a problem in Ekurhuleni, because one of the things, I mean, there are a few things that you are unhappy about, how obviously the city is being run. The mayor was something and someone that many of you were unhappy with. But you were also unhappy with the speaker, saying that the speaker was playing politics in managing council. So how are you going to manage those dynamics now?
Yes, I mean, it's disappointing. I mean, that's why we stuck to our guns and said she needs to go. because, you know, remember there was a brawl, and people seem to have short memories in politics, which is unfortunate, you know. There was a literal brawl in council, and that could have been avoided if she had just expelled her own members. People tend to forget that, you know. And, you know, we are disappointed with the ANC for not voting with us on this. You know, despite their differences with the DA, I mean, Councillor Chivenga deliberately allowed a caucus to turn our council into mayhem. And, you know, what I say to people is that when stuff like that happens, it's not just the EFF that looks bad. We all look bad as councillors. It makes politics look like a joke. It makes residents lose hope. And, you know, we have to restore confidence back in council. We need the council to be a place where people debate ideas. They debate them vigorously. And if you lose a vote, you lose a vote. You know, it is what it is. But we can't have a situation where things descend into violence. So, yes, everything was calm today, but what will happen next time? So, you know, our position on the speaker remains the same, but she needs to go.
The city manager has expressed concerns, saying that, you know, all of this flip-flopping is not going to be good for the management of the city. That's the city manager's opinion, saying one of the things that the city manager is very worried about is the fact that the adjustment budget has not been tabled yet. And that also is a bit of a concern for the city manager.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Look, I mean, just also licking her wounds from having the first basically not clean audit being tabled, you know, and she also has a role to play in that as well. She is the head of administration. No one is telling her, you know, she can still get along with her job. But yes, you know, these political maneuverings are not good. But under Mayor Ngodwana, we saw service delivery going backward quickly, which is why we had to act, you know, as Action SA. So absolutely, we need stability. We need to stabilize the finances. We need to get the institutional review moving again. And that's the main reason why we brought this motion.
Okay. So you have 7 days. You need to come back to council after 7 days and elect a new mayor. Who's it going to be? Action SA, the DA's mayor? Who's going to take this one?
Well, you know, the opposition will field a candidate. I'm sure the ANC will field a candidate. But what is for sure, one thing is for sure, and I think the ANC has learned their lesson from this, that the whole thing of having a puppet mayor, a compromise mayor, that can't work. You know, you need stability. You can't have someone from a three-seat party. It's a joke. It doesn't work. Let's get back to the basics. Let's get service delivery moving again. And we can't have situations where the ANC and EFF are putting service delivery at, you know, slaughtering mats at the altar just for political expediency.
So will you support the candidate that they're fielding?
No, well, we won't support any ANC candidate. We will most likely put a candidate forward ourselves. Mm-hmm. But like we say, the numbers are what they are. But the situation as it was currently before Ngodwana was removed was untenable. So we need to get a situation. What we are committing to is any solution going forward needs to be a permanent one that gets us to 2026.
You know, I hesitate because I'm a bit concerned about your relationship with the DA. So the opposition now, which has just lost, is going to field a candidate. And if things go the way I think they're going to go, it's their candidate who's going to come back as mayor. You have just won on this motion. You and the DA are not on the same page, meaning if you look at your numbers, your candidate is not going to be the mayor.
Well, I mean, like we said, things, you know, a day is a long time in politics, you know. And what we know for sure is that we're not going to have one of these puppet mayors coming forward. And look, unfortunately, as the situation lies in council at the moment, nobody has a majority. So, you know, we all have to be adults. We have to compromise. And we have to look at what's best for residents. And what's best for residents is stability and something that can get us to 2026. That's ultimately what we have to look at. How that will look, I mean, that will depend on the negotiations. We can't say exactly right now. Unfortunately, it's a hung council, essentially. And, you know, that's, you know, the DA saying, oh, we're going to dissolve council. It'll probably result in a hung council again in the current political climate.
So you don't really have a say in whether there is going to be a puppet mayor or not, because the Super 7, ANC, the EFF may come together again, put forward a candidate, whether you like it or not. It can even be the very same candidate. You've just booted it out. We may be back here again with the same mayor.
Well, you know, we have 15 seats in council. You know, when we contested, we had only been around for a year. We're there. We represent, you know, 88,000 residents that voted for us. when we're in council, if we see that things are not going well, we are an opposition party. We will do everything in our power to make changes. You know, if that is the case, we'll be a very vigorous opposition again, and we'll give them as much trouble as we've given them up to now. And that's our responsibility as opposition councillors. So that is up to them. But I can't, you know, it would be political suicide to end up with a situation that we've had for the last year. So, I can't see that happening.
And maybe it's not really the point. The point is not about what the opposition does. The actual issue here is your relationship with the DA. And that's the problem. You and the DA, if you got along nicely, we would be having a different conversation.
Well, I mean, even if we got, you know, to be fair, even if we had a great relationship with the DA, and I wouldn't say it's a terrible relationship.
But they abandoned you on a very important matter. And you, I mean, this is a very big deal.
Yes, no, absolutely. I'm not thrilled about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to think about residents. And I don't think the DA was put in residents first today. But we have to think about residents. But even if, you know, everything was hunky-dory, you know, the ANC and EFF still have a majority in council. If they find each other again, then, yes, they may very well form a government. But, you know, as I said, as an opposition councillor, what are you going to do? Wait until 2026? You can't do that. You know, you owe residents to give it your very best shot, and that's what we're going to do.
You know, it's obviously a concern when you have a relationship with a partner that always just undermines your efforts, because it's not the very first time, as Action SA, you've had problems with this relationship. And isn't that a concern for you too, generally? Isn't that really the concern, though?
No, I mean, it is. I mean, it is. I mean, the whole we're going to dissolve council and otherwise we're not going to support your motion, I thought it was childish. And that's why, you know, when it came to us voting for their motion on the, you know, against the speaker, we voted for it. You know, we weren't going to abstain and say, oh, you didn't vote for us. But ultimately, you know, we need adults in the room. We need sanity to prevail. Within council, there is an appetite to get service delivery moving again. You know, we've had a lot of informal discussions with people, and they were saying the current situation is not working. There is a path towards stability, service delivery getting moving again, and us stabilizing the finances. There is that path. It just requires adults in the room. And at the moment, it seems to be, you know, sometimes it can feel like Action SA is the only one that's saying, guys, here's an opportunity. Let's take it. You know, but you can only do so much on your own.
All right. Action SA Ekurhuleni Caucus spokesperson, Andrew Harris. Thanks very much for your time.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.